This is 16 April. Your taxes are past due. And so you don't need to panic. Just relax. And we are in the midst of studying the seven-headed dragon in the soul, or the strongholds of the soul. Both are very good analogies of understanding what's going on inside of us. And I'd like to finish up jealousy, envy tonight and move on in this study. Couple of things for your prayer. Number one, do be in prayer for the assembly as far as finding a place and this type of thing. That we will be sensitive to what God is doing. Be in prayer for sale. Be in prayer for one another. Please be in prayer for my mother. I've got to go to Houston early in the morning. My aunt, who is my mother's full genetic sister, had a massive stroke today. And don't know how long she's going to make it, they said. Talked to my cousin, and very defunct about the whole deal. So please be in prayer for my aunt. Her name is Peggy. And my mother. And Nancy Becker, one of our tapers, gets every one of our lessons in Missouri. Her niece, Nancy Ruth. It's very interesting, her circumstances. She has some form of stomach, abdominal problem, and they don't know what it is. And it is severe. They had to rush her to the Mayo Clinic. I guess it was this morning. And they don't know. They've been trying to find out what to do and what it is. And I don't even know if it's related, but I remember that the singer Conway Twitty died of stomach.
Yeah.
Belly. Gut. So I wasn't aware of just all the severity that can happen. People accuse me of just being able to put anything in my stomach and it'll process it or remove it or something. But I know I got one. And I'm just going to see it. And so please be in prayer for these people. And all the ones that are in our assembly have people like Chrissy and her husband. He's looking for a job and going through some difficult times, and prayer for Wes Tuttle. And so just be in prayer for each other as we go into the battle. Okay, the stronghold of jealousy, envy. Let's begin with a word of prayer. There is so much about it in the Bible because it is so severe. Jealousy, envy just can destroy your spiritual life. It can be, anger may flare up, but boy, jealousy and anger is like that cancer we saw. It's rottenness to the bone, and that is to the very skeleton structure of your being, that which keeps you structured. Jealousy will eat away. It'll eat away happiness in a relationship, happiness in life. Jealousy, one thing about jealousy is that it feeds. It's a lot of feed off of imagination, not reality. It just feeds, it can build the most unbelievable imaginary mountain that things are going on that are not going on. I guess the best way to express that is that often when two people are dating and they break up and there's jealousy or hurt, you're just a jealousy, out of jealousy, you imagine that she is with this guy who has a yacht and a red Corvette, and she's got this idea that he's with some gal 20 years younger or way younger, and that is a model. And jealousy just builds the most unbelievable things that are not true. But what happens in the jealousy in the jealous mind that comes out of this stronghold of jealousy, it's a reality to you, and it will destroy you. So we want to deal with this from Scripture. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we now move into the sword of the Spirit. We now move into an understanding what the Scripture has to say about the stronghold of jealousy inside of us. The Bible has so much to say. I pray, Father, that while we don't have time to cover this multitude of things that your Spirit will lead me, and the things that you would have me to say in this study of stress, anxiety, and depression, the sad of people's lives. I pray, Father, that you will give me that wisdom through your Spirit. Let him be the one speaking tonight. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we've seen already, and like I said, I hope we can finish this tonight. Another form of getting jealousy, envy, is another form of getting back into control when the flesh senses that it is losing control. We've seen how horrible the stronghold is in your soul. It can ruin your life, your marriage, relationships. It can cause you to do the most irrational, foolish things, do things you can't even imagine, and your friends think you're a mad person, gone mad. Yet the stronghold of sad can be torn down, and that's what I want to see tonight. It can be torn down and replaced with something that is so fantastic, you can't even believe the difference. And we'll take a look at that. We saw how the stronghold of jealousy and envy is the enemy of who you are in Christ. We have studied the source from the flesh self, how jealousy and envy protects the flesh self. It's the immune system of the flesh self. Yet, while it is there to protect the self, it actually ends up destroying the self. Last week, we closed with a very powerful passage, and let's just introduce it and go into our study tonight. Hi, Jim. Introduce getting tonight that we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, but we ended up with James 3, 13 through 16, and just let me read it. Those of you on tape, you might just be going from tape to tape, but here it's been a week. And who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show or demonstrate by his good behavior, his deeds, and the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, which we saw as strife, in your heart, do not be arrogant and so again and lie against the truth. People deny that they have jealousy eating them away. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above. And then we saw three things of this type of wisdom. It is earthly, which is, means that it is appealed to the earth, and jealousy works and functions on the things of the earth. We're not jealous in the eternal, but on the things of the earth. It is natural, that's flesh. It is demonic, and that's Satan's lie. Verse 16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition or strife exist, so here's the description of your life. If you harbor jealousy, envy from the stronghold in your soul, there is disorder and every evil thing. Now, what I want to do tonight is do a couple of things. Let's note some of the things about jealousy. First of all, I want you to be aware that jealousy recognizes inequalities. That's why we become jealous. Jealousy recognizes inequalities. It recognizes the inequalities between members of the human race, even spiritual inequalities. Natural inequalities of IQ, talent, physical beauty, even things like energy, physical strength, but also spiritual inequalities, which is rather interesting how this rips right through Christianity. Jealous and envious of spiritual gifts. That was what was going on in the church of Corinth. And some would be jealous, and they would go into this tongues and just stand up while Paul or somebody was teaching and start jabbering in their tongues. And they would just get jealous of all these types of things going on, the spiritual positions that someone may have. Spiritual energy can be jealous in the spiritual realm. Inequalities exist on earth. Inequalities exist. And you want to have something in your soul that is going to be able to handle the reality of inequalities on earth. Inequalities exist, and therefore your self-nature is going to feel threatened. And when it feels threatened, jealousy, envy comes. Jealousy, envy cannot handle inequalities. And this, by the way, is why man prefers to live by Satan's lies. Because of the inequalities, therefore it's my performance compared to everyone else's performance. It's the opinion of others. It's all this type of thing. And in America, and often even other places in the world, but we get this competitive thing, this comparative thing with grades all the way from elementary. We've got grades. We're on a performance scale. and that's my self-worth. And sometimes kids become so overladen and delayed with grades and reflection on me. And then their parents often will often get involved. It's a reflection on them and their performance. And I just so thankful that I never got into that, where my grades were I took personally. And if I passed and did all right, let's go play. But it's a very difficult thing that can cause a great deal of stress and depression in people's lives. And just talking and growing up, never was jealous of the brilliant and A above everybody else student. Wasn't jealous, just a little upset because if the teacher graded on a curve, there it went. But it can just destroy people's lives. If you live under Satan's under Satan's lie, it'll ruin you. The natural flesh, it's natural to the flesh to judge or evaluate its own importance, its value by performance, by comparing itself with others. We do this with our grades. We do this with the way we look. We do this in athletic adventures. We do this in almost everything we do in life in America and indeed throughout history. Is always competing, always looking at what others have and how we measure up physically, mentally, performance, energy, fun, family, friends, who we date, who we marry, what we drive. It just goes on and on and on. And natural to all of that is jealousy, envy. And that's one reason Satan wants to keep us under Satan's lie, because he knows if he can do that, he can always keep us in that state of jealousy and envy. It's natural to the flesh. We judge ourselves by these standards, never quite realizing, hey, wait a minute, who set these standards? Who says my grades are reflection of me? Who says that the way I look and my performance in some athletic adventure or in some musical thing or some different things that we do in life? He says, that's my worth. But we accept it as fact. Jealousy, envy has to do with often with what others have and what you do not have, what you perceive they have and what you perceive that you do not have. But unfortunately, with our study of stress, anxiety, and depression, many Christians spend their whole lives in jealousy and envy, always trying to measure up, always trying to compete with what others have. I'll tell you something else that's very difficult that we'll hit tonight, is that many Christians spend their whole life trying to solve the problem of jealousy in the flesh, and you're not going to do it. Trying to solve the problem of jealousy by equality, it isn't going to be accomplished. Now, another problem that arises to Christians, and a lot of Christians suffer from this. Mont, how you doing? All right. Inequalities, even of unbelievers. Now, this is where it really gets tough. We've seen inequalities with believers that it just destroyed. It's destroying the church of Corinth. But people become jealous of unbelievers, of what unbelievers have. Please turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 37. Let's look at Psalm 37. And if this was not a study on stress, anxiety, depression, just a study on jealousy, envy itself, I would spend one or two hours on Psalm 37. But that's not our purpose. So let's just read quickly. If you're taking notes, what we're going to do, we're going to read verses 1 through 7 and note a few things. Okay, a Psalm of David. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers. People, look where David is. And we're talking at least over 1,500 years ago, something. We're talking over 1,000 years ago. Here he is, not quite that long, but he's talking about, because this is common to people, how much more in our society of drugs and the way that people, the evil doers, meaning, and we can just say non-Christians, and boy, they just make money, and they live so wonderfully, and why not me, Lord? Why not me? Look what he says, do not fret. Now, what is fret? The Hebrew is very close to our whole study of stress, anxiety, and depression. Do not become depressed because of evildoers. Do not be envious, jealous toward wrongdoers, what they have. For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Now, I want to say, I wish we had time to talk about a green herb and all these things. But as far as earth is concerned, so will you. But you see, people, once you get down what we studied last night with Smyrna, you and I go on into eternity. And what we want to do is now lay up the treasures, not for here. You don't want to have a house in Hawaii and Switzerland and in the Caribbean and all over the world here. You want to be able to do that in the new heavens and the new earth. You want to lay up what's going on up there. Look what his verse 3 says. Here's the solution. Trust in the Lord and do good. What's good? Good is walking by faith, loving as Christ loved. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. It's what Christ said to the church of Smyrna, isn't it? Fear not and be faithful. Look what it says in verse 4. Here's the solution. We're going to study a little bit of the solution. Here's part of that solution to stress, anxiety, or to the jealousy that causes stress, anxiety, and depression. Delight. Delight yourself in the Lord. Not in things of the earth. You don't want your delight being in how you look, what you possess, where you are in life, because that can change. You want your delight to be in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. You're not going to get them out of the things of the earth. You're not going to get them out of the things of the earth. That is a wisdom from the earth. That's a wisdom that is of the flesh. That is a wisdom that is of Satan. Verse 5, commit. Now, if you want to see how we study the verse 3, trust. Verse 4, delight. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, not to the wisdom of the world. Trust also in him. And look what it says. He'll do it. Not you. He'll give you the peace. You don't need equality. You don't need to be superior. He will give it. And people, this is so difficult. It's so nice to do this in Bible class. It's so difficult to do it as far as life is concerned. Verse 6, and he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. So here again, look what we got. Trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Verse 7, rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Do not fret. There's that stress, anxiety, depression. Because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who carries out with his schemes. So we have the how we can be so ruin our lives being jealous of what others have. Look at Proverbs 3. Just to get us another insight on this. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. Okay, Proverbs 3. We're going to look at verse 31. Proverbs 3:31. Do not envy a man of violence. Julie, how are you doing tonight? Good. How's Brian feeling? Better? Good. Okay. Oh, good. All right. Good. Very good. All right. Proverbs 3:31. Do not envy. That's our study. Do not envy. Be jealous of a man of violence. What's a man of violence? That's a man who violates the law. That's a man who is lawless, uses the law for his benefit, and do not choose any of his ways. Look at Proverbs 23, please. I'm just picking out a few. This could be, there's so many passages in the Psalms, the Proverbs, and many other places, but these will give you the idea. Proverbs 23:17. Do not let your heart bow. This one I like because it tells you what we have seen already. Where does jealousy, envy reside? It's in your soul. It's not in the inequality of the world. It's in your soul. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the respect, the awe of the Lord always. That word always, regardless of what's going on. Whether you're in the days of Smyrna, suffering, poverty, and tribulation, or prosperity. Okay, now, what I want to look at for a moment is how jealousy, envy functions. That's really remarkable. Now, we've seen how it comes from the first self, the part of the immune system. But it is one of the most powerful and destructive of the strongholds in the soul. And people, it's one of the most foolish. Jealousy, envy, this stronghold has a stronghold in your soul. Jealousy just sits there, waiting to rise up and ruin your spiritual life. See, you're moving along, and you know, let's just talk, you know that others have more than you. You know that others are smarter. You know that others are more successful. But you know that everybody's saved by the grace of God. You know that God is in control. None of these things bother you. You are content with your home. You are content with your husband, your wife, your children. We don't have to go that far. You are content with your life, where you are in Christ. You're filled with the Spirit. And then you see someone else, another believer, and just the seeing of them causes this jealousy and envy to break out of that stronghold to protect you. Starts pricking at your own self-image and your own self-worth. And that quickly, you've gone from being totally content with everything about your life, that quickly, to being totally saturated with jealousy, envy, dissatisfied with who you are, not content with what God has given you. Not content with who you are in Christ. People, this is powerfully destructive. It can happen that quickly. I'll use a silly illustration. I'm sure it's true of some people. But it'll communicate how quickly. You get out, you're ready, you're going to the gym, driving to the gym, well, I'm going to get a good workout today in the gym. And you park your car, and you walk into the gym, and kapow. The first thing you see is some of your guy, another guy, the gal, and they just cut, their muscle cut, everything. You go, oh, what am I doing here? I don't even feel like working out. I'm getting out of here. I'm just going to go have some ice cream. And this is just totally pitiful. But people, it can happen at church. It can happen in your life. You're walking in the spiritual life, and then all of a sudden, the inequality and jealousy and envy, pow, it rips right up, breaks out of the stronghold of your soul. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, your whole focus has changed. You're jealous about something of your husband. You're jealous about something of your wife. You're jealous about something of somebody else. Jealousy just rips through. There isn't any foundation for it, but boy, it has destroyed you that quickly. The imagination has gone, and kapow, jealousy has destroyed you. What they have, what you perceive they have, what you perceive you do not have, whether it's perceived or real, and all of a sudden, you are totally devastated in stress, anxiety, and depression because of the stronghold of jealousy in you. Because of the flesh self, you cannot even hear of a friend being prospered. You can't even handle that. A friend gets a job, a better job, or finds someone to fall in love with and is getting married, has a child, does something good in school, or something happens with them. God forbid they win a lottery. But just you can't even hear that a friend is prospered without, pow, well, what about me? Me. And jealousy and envy just comes through and rips it. Now you can't even share their happiness. You're not going to share their happiness. You can't. You might fake it, but you can't even share it. People that can destroy relationships, that can destroy just so much of your life. Friend, I have a whole list of things, but you get the idea of things that can happen to those around you, your husband, even your husband, your wife, someone else's husband, someone else's wife, someone's children, something. And it can rip right through you. You hear about their profession. A lot of you are professionals here, and you hear how they're successful, and boy, they just got this, and they just got that, and it just shoots in you. That's why you got to be on guard. It just shoots through you. It's jealousy and envy. What about me? So these things are so powerful. You can't even hear of your friends being prospered without destruction to yourself. You cannot. You can't do it. Now, since I want to close tonight with a study, I have it later in the end. I want to do something with you because I want to talk about the solution. Let's look at God's solution right now. I have it somewhere else, but I want to talk to you about where you can't even handle the prosperity of others. I want to handle that with the solution of jealousy and envy. What is the solution of jealousy and envy? Let's open the scriptures, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let me show you the solution. What is the solution? People, the solution, God's solution, is simple. You cannot defeat jealousy and envy in the flesh. Now think about it. Why not? Because it's the protector of the flesh. You're not going to be able to control in the flesh jealousy and envy because jealousy and envy are the protectors of the flesh. They would see that as committing suicide. You can't do it. You got to go somewhere else to handle jealousy and envy. And let's see what God's solution is. God's solution is simple, though not always easy. It's spiritual love. It's loving as Christ loved you. It's loving as Christ loved you. Question. How do we know that spiritual love is the solution to jealousy and envy? What's the relationship? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love. This is spiritual love. This is the fruit of the Spirit given to us when we walk by faith in the Spirit. Love is long-suffering, love is kind, and love is not jealous. People, if spiritual love is flowing through you, you will not, cannot be jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. But what I want to look at is, it is not jealous. Now go back to where I stopped to introduce you to that. Where I said you can't even hear or see of your friends being prospered without destroying your spiritual life because of jealousy and envy. Do you see the point here? See, if you're in spiritual love, you're not going to be jealous. You cannot be jealous of what others have. So what does spiritual love allow God to do? Let's talk about God. We looked at unbelievers and the people who are evil, how they prosper. But what does love do? Love allows God, spiritual love, allows God to prosper others without you losing your spiritual momentum. That's what spiritual love does. Because it's not jealous. It allows God to do whatever God wants to do with another believer. In anything he wants to do. Bless them in their business. Bless them in their marriage. Bless them with their children. Bless them financially. Bless them in their health. Whatever he wants to do. Promotions. And you keep your spiritual momentum. Because you're not going to be jealous. You're not going to be jealous. Jealousy will destroy your life, destroy relationships, and they've done nothing to you. The people you're jealous of, they've done nothing to you. Can you imagine that? This is what's so foolish about jealousy. You're destroying your life about people. See, anger is usually directed because you've done something to me. We studied anger. Fear is related to something going on. But jealousy, these people have done nothing to you. And let's just say so that we can make our point, God has just prospered them for whatever reason. And by the way, no one earns or deserves prosperity from God. He just chooses to bless. Please remember that. Well, God has a scale, and they're being blessed, so that means they're closer to God than I am. See, that's a lie. That's Satan's lie. But what I want you to see is that you're jealous of someone, they've done nothing to you. Even your husband and your wife, they've done nothing to you or to the relationship. They don't even know you're in agony until you attack. And often they're shocked, they're surprised. What? I had to deal with this with people throughout all my ministry. And the other person just is astounded. Why would you think I would do that? Why would you think I'd be with that person? Why would you think that? They're just astounded. But boy, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This thing can just destroy your soul. It's rottenness to the bone. It can neutralize your life. It can destroy relationships. Now, let me give you another principle. While most other sins have some pleasure, while most other sins have some form of earthly pleasure associated with them, some temporary satisfaction, jealousy and envy has no pleasure. There is no pleasure. You don't even like it when you're attacking. You have lost control. There is no pleasure in jealousy and envy. Only destruction, stress, anxiety, and depression. Next, no one likes to admit to jealousy, to jealousy and envy. We know it's so base and petty. That's why James said, don't lie. First thing you want to do about jealousy and envy is stop denying. And I'll give you another one. This is beautiful. No one ever envies an envious person. You ever notice that? We might envy somebody who's rich, beautiful, strong, handsome, smart, intelligent, successful. We might even envy somebody that's a happy-go-lucky. Gosh, I can be like them. They just laugh, have fun through life. No one envies an envious person. We can stand back and see how destructive it is. From jealousy and envy comes dissatisfaction with who and what you are. From jealousy and envy comes dissatisfaction with who and what you are. Because of jealousy and envy, you are now dissatisfied with yourself, your life, your job, your marriage, your family, your health, whatever it is. You're totally dissatisfied now. You were once walking in the Spirit, and you were satisfied with your relationship with God. You're satisfied with who you are in Christ. And then jealousy and envy come in, they rise up out of the stronghold, and you're no longer satisfied. It's one thing that can rob you from enjoying what God gives you. There's one thing that can rob you of enjoying what God gives you. It's jealousy and envy of what others have. You're not satisfied with what you have. Therefore, jealousy and envy destroys your spiritual life. People, let me just make it clear, make it practical. Jealousy and envy destroys your desire to even worship with other people. It destroys your desire to learn Scripture, learn doctrine, learn biblical truth. You don't even want to study the Bible. Please turn with me, if you will, to Acts 13. There's so many passages. This is reaps all the way through Scripture. I'm just trying to pull out some so that you see what this stuff does and just run to God's solution. Acts chapter 13, and we're going to look at verse 44. Acts 13, verse 44. And the next Sabbath, this is beautiful, nearly the whole city. Wow. Boy, that's pretty powerful. Nearly the whole city assembled to hear the Word of God. Now, we know the phrase the Word of God refers to the truth of the gospel. They wanted to hear this gospel message. But when the Jews... Now, look what that... See that word when? See that word when? There's your kicker. They had no problem with this. But when the Jews saw... This is the religious Jews. Saw the crowds. Look what it says. They were filled with jealousy. And out of that jealousy began contradicting the things taught by Paul. And they even went into blasphemy. People, when you're jealous, you destroy the message. The messenger and the message. I've seen this happen in assemblies. It is just unbelievably horrible what jealousy can do. You don't even want to worship. You leave your home, you come to study Scripture. Then upon arrival, something happens, and pow, jealousy, envy rips through you, and you no longer desire to fellowship. You no longer desire to study the Bible. No longer desire to study doctrine. But you're just jealous. You're jealous of what's going on. Don't let that happen. So jealousy and envy rises up from inside the stronghold to destroy your spiritual life. I want to emphasize that because we've been talking about your life, your marriage, your work, your social life, and all of this. This is your spiritual life. Jealousy and envy will destroy it. It will destroy that. Having said all these things, what are we going to do about it? What we're going to do about it is 1 Corinthians 13:4. Spiritual love. Spiritual love is God's solution. Let's talk about why. First of all, I'll start to say, and we could say the solution to jealousy and envy is faith, walking by faith in the Holy Spirit. But what Paul is doing for us here is showing us even better what's going on. And better what's going on is the impact of love. I guess every pastor has different momentums that they feel that symbolizes their ministry, and I hope that mine is the teaching on spiritual love. I hope it's that to the point where, oh boy, more spiritual love or something like this, because to me it is what it is all about, because God is love. And that's what Christ came for, it's a demonstration of the love of God. This is what it's about, and I want to talk about what Paul says here. Paul says that love is not jealous. When you walk by faith, but that doesn't tell you what happens. When you walk by faith, I could say walk by faith in the Spirit, that's the solution. But what happens when you walk by faith in the Holy Spirit is this. The Holy Spirit pours into your soul something that is more powerful, stronger than jealousy and envy, and it's called spiritual love. How do we get this love? By faith in the Spirit. But I want to talk about the love. This is what it will do. It is amazing what God has given us. But man keeps trying to find in the Bible something else. Got to build relationships on trust. People, God did not give us trust to build relationships on except for our relationship with Him. He gave you something stronger than trust. Because you see, if you build a relationship on trust, you've turned over to the other person everything. Trust means you become totally weak. By definition. I trust in Jesus Christ for my salvation. What does that mean? I am totally weak. I can produce nothing to do nothing. If Christ doesn't perform, I'm not saved. I trust God the Holy Spirit. I can do nothing. I completely rely on Him. If He fails, then I can do nothing. By definition, trust causes you to be weak. It depends on the object of your trust. So if you build a relationship on trust, you have turned over to that person your strength. You turn over to that person everything. But let's leave what God gave us. What did God give us? He gave us love. And people, love makes you strong. Look what it says here. Love is not jealous. Now, we've already seen that jealousy and envy starts with self. People, spiritual love starts with self. Spiritual love does not permit jealousy and envy. Why? Look, they'll give you two reasons. One, spiritual recognizes the real you. spiritual love recognizes the real you. See, jealousy, envy. Got to get used to using this thing. I haven't been using it. Jealousy, envy. What does it do? It's designed to recognize self. That is, the flesh self. That is not saved eternally. It has to recognize flesh self to be the immune system. And therefore, everything is based on the flesh self compared with everyone else under Satan's lie. But look what spiritual love does. Spiritual love also recognizes self, but it recognizes the real you. It recognizes who you are in Jesus Christ. That's what it recognizes. So what I want you to understand about love here, dealing with jealousy and anger, or jealousy and envy, spiritual love recognizes the real you, who you are in Christ. Secondly, very important, spiritual love's content with the real you. It's not competing. Oh, people, when you're walking in the Spirit and you're who you are in Christ, you are content with who you are in Christ. You're there by grace. You're there by His love. You're there by His doing. You're totally content. Spiritual love is content with who you are in Christ. Now just think about these, of what's happening. Therefore, spiritual love is not going to be jealous. What's it to be jealous of? If it recognizes the real you, and it's not by human standards of the flesh or the world, the real you is who you are in Christ, nothing to be jealous and envious of. It's content. People were jealous and envious when we're not content. We're not jealous when we are content and just in the flesh. If you're the best, generally you're not jealous. If you're the smartest, if you're the more intelligent, all these types of things. However, I will say that even with those things, we find something to be jealous about. Person's the smartest kid in the class, but everybody else likes, you know, the funny guy over here. He's the most popular, so we can be jealous of him. But when it just goes for dealing with the academic realm, I'm not jealous of anybody. I make A's, straight A's. Not me, but this person. I'm the best in the class. Content. When are we jealous or envious? When we're not content. Okay, look what spiritual love is. It recognizes who you are in Christ, and it is content. It is content. And therefore, there is no place for jealousy or envy. So if you can follow this, jealousy, envy is the immune system to the flesh. Therefore, it recognizes the flesh you. Spiritual love, by contrast, recognizes the real you in Christ and is totally content. That's why sometimes you just have to back off when you feel this stronghold breaking out of jealousy and envy, breaking out of the stronghold. You just need to back off, as it were, into a corner. I dealt with a young person one time, and we worked out a little system. Well, even if you have to, just go to the bathroom. Even if you don't have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom just to get oriented to who you are in Christ. If you keep going with where you are in that confrontation or that conversation, you're going to get yourself so far in that you can't get out. Things you say, things that happen, just I'll be right back. We'll start, continue the fight later, in a minute, and get yourself oriented. Get yourself back into who you are in Christ and be satisfied with that. People, there's a battle going on inside of you. There's a battle of two loves. There's a battle of love going on inside of every one of us. This is a love problem. I don't know if you've ever thought about it this way, but there is a love problem, a love battle. There's a love problem or a love battle going on inside of you. Let's take a look at the love battle. There is the love of self. There is the love of self, which gives rise to jealousy and envy. And there is a supernatural love of the Holy Spirit based on who you are in Christ. Now, Paul doesn't call it a love battle, but in Galatians, you'll recall, he says there's a war going on inside of us. in the spirit and out of the spirit. This is a battle. We're going to call it a love battle. That's right, there's a love battle going on inside of you. You thought there was just a love battle going on between you and your boyfriend or everything. No, the love battle is going on inside of you. One part of you is in battle with another part of inside of you, and they both want you to love them, your flesh self and who you are in Christ. Jealousy and envy identifies the flesh self and is trying, it's desperate to protect it. And while it protects it, as we've seen, it destroys it. It's like the AIDS syndrome. While it's trying to protect you, it will destroy you. Because jealousy and envy is no longer satisfied or content with who you are. Spiritual love is just the opposite. Spiritual love is not jealous or envious, because spiritual love recognizes the spiritual you. It recognizes who you are in Christ. This is what is real. What is real is not what's going on the earth. That's the wisdom from the earth, not from above. Spiritual love says this isn't what it's real. This isn't what it's about. It's not what it's about. It's about the reality of who you are in Christ. Man, woman, somebody doesn't like them, it doesn't matter. There's someone at home who loves me. And they're very content with that. I'm just talking about the secular world, the flesh, in our human world. There are people in the world, they don't care if anyone likes them. They don't care if they're not appealing physically to anybody else or attractive by anybody else. No, we all want to look attractive, but it doesn't tear us up. Because there's somebody at home that's very content with that. See, when you get hurt just because somebody doesn't think you're attractive, all this, you may not be satisfied with what you got. Well, spiritual love is content with who you are in Christ. And if the world doesn't like you, that's what Paul is saying to the believers of Smyrna in Revelation. If the world mistreats you, don't fear. Just be faithful. The recognition of Rome has nothing to be compared with the recognition of Jesus Christ. So that's what we have here with spiritual love. People's spiritual love is just the opposite of jealousy and envy. It cannot be jealous and envious. It cannot be. It cannot. It's impossible. Why? Because it's totally content. It's content with the real you, who you are in Christ. That's reality. You learn who you are in Christ, believe who you are in Christ, live who you are in Christ, you will be totally content with who you are in Christ. You will be totally content. That's why spiritual love protects the spiritual life. We saw how our jealousy and envy destroys it. Spiritual love protects the spiritual life. Spiritual love recognizes yourself. Spiritual love, and here's another one for you. Let me give you the third one. We've seen recognize. Spiritual love recognizes the real you. Spiritual love is content with the real you. I had a third one. Spiritual love protects the real you. It protects the real you. It won't allow jealousy and envy to come in and destroy who you are in Christ. It won't allow it. Just go back to some of our examples. You drive up to the church, and you see somebody that has a better car, a better spiritual gift, or a more open spiritual gift, or they're this, or they're that. Doesn't bother you at all. Spiritual love protects who and what you are. People, this is beautiful. You don't need pills, drugs, alcohol. You don't need to pay psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors $75 for 40 minutes once or twice a week. I'm telling you, this is free, it's powerful, it protects you. Here's the solution. Learn to walk by faith in the Spirit, allow Him to pour in spiritual love, and I'm telling you, this is not something you do. See, people, if you try to handle jealousy and envy in the flesh, you're always in this battle. That's why you're going to have to always go to counselors, you're always going to have the drugs, you're always going to have this, because the inequality is always there. But if you will just walk in the Spirit and learn to do that, you don't do anything. Love does this. Note what it says. Love is not jealous or envious. It doesn't say you're not. Be sure you get the subject and the verb. If this passage does not say you are not jealous, you are not envious, it says love is not. So if you want to rid yourself of jealousy and envy, what you want to do instead of taking drugs and alcohol and all of this type of stuff and go through mental hoops and everything else, just have spiritual love flowing through. Live and abide, as Christ said, abide in my love. If you abide in that love, there is no jealousy. It recognizes who you are in Christ. It is content with who you are in Christ. It will protect who you are in Christ. Jealousy and envy are mutually exclusive of one another. Jealousy and envy exalts the flesh self and is the enemy of the spiritual life. On the other hand, spiritual love exalts the spiritual you. One is related to the protection of the flesh. The other is related to the protection of the real you, the spiritual you. And I am here to tell you, while that sounds so simple, to a severe problem. And I tried to make this as severe a problem as I possibly could to show you how to just destroy your life and make you a fool. The solution is very simple. And I mean it. This is all the way through Scripture. Remember the psalm we read? What was the solution? Trust. Trust. Commit. Trust. So, it's that simple. If you don't want jealousy and envy, you don't want the stronghold in your soul, walk by faith in the Spirit. And when you sense it rising up, you know that you're not in the Spirit. Get back. Get back. You cannot, here's the principle, you cannot battle jealousy and envy by the energy of the flesh. You cannot battle it by your own self-will. I'm telling you, you will keep going to therapists. You will keep taking these things and tag money. You'll learn all the techniques and all these things, and every now and then go in, all this type of stuff. Spiritual love is how you prevent jealousy and envy. Not in the energy of the flesh, but in the power of the Spirit of the living God. If you do not want envy and jealousy, if you do not want that environment, if you want to destroy the stronghold, walk in the power of the Spirit. Spiritual love is the principle. Spiritual love frees the believer. Spiritual love frees the believer from promotion of self. Spiritual love frees the believer from promotion of the flesh and jealousy of others. It just frees you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, Christ has set you free. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty, freedom. People, if you just walk in the Spirit, let Him pour in this love, you are set free. It tells you, if you suffer from jealousy and envy, get stress, anxiety, and depression from jealousy and envy, these are beautiful words. You're set free of it. That's what I want. Where's the pill? What do I do to be set free of this? It's destroying me. Destroying my relationship. I don't even like it. Well, here's how. This will set you free. It will set you free. It's important to your life. To walk in the Spirit and to have this love flowing through you, it will set you free from what jealousy and envy does. It sets you free from being jealous of others. It sets you free of being envious of others. Spiritual love allows you to be content with your spiritual self, who you are in Christ. Spiritual love deals with reality, people. We saw how control is an illusion. Things of this earth, and I don't want to get too metaphysical here, but people, where we are is an illusion. Happiness related to the world is an illusion. It's not reality. Having things, possessing things, and I know this is difficult because we live it every day. And here in the Metroplex, in North Dallas, where people drive, it seems like every third car is a Lexus, and there's always this, and on and on and on and on. It's an illusion. It's fading away. Please don't. Please don't get all caught up in it. Live who you are in Christ. Be set free. You want to live in reality. Reality is not that you are suffering tribulation and poverty and all these things there are in Smyrna. Reality is what God is doing in your life and what God is going to be doing for all eternity. That's reality. And if someone doesn't like who you are in Christ, now remember this, because we're going to deal here with jealousy on a personal level between the man and woman or in relationship. If they don't like who you are in Christ, people, then the Holy Spirit will make you so content with doing what you are. They're not designed for you if they're not content with doing what you are. Remember that. I wish I was teaching a group of young people about jealousy. If someone doesn't like who you are in Christ, that's the first clue, boy, they're not for you, and don't even worry about it. You will be content with doing what you are in Jesus Christ. Spiritual love is not afraid of reality. Spiritual love is not afraid of reality. Let me put it in terms. Spiritual love is not afraid that I'm not the smartest. Spiritual love is not afraid that I'm not the most attractive. Spiritual love is not afraid that I don't drive the best. Spiritual love is not afraid of any of these inequalities. It's not afraid of them. It's totally content in who we are in Jesus Christ. It sees the truth. It sees the truth. It's not frightened by the truth. It's not going to be jealous of the truth. It sees the truth and it actually dwells or lives in the truth. So it contents to be... Spiritual love allows you to be content who and what you are in Christ. What you have in Christ will allow you to do it. Okay, we will start the next head. And I think we spent about three hours on this one, didn't we? I usually just want to do 1 hour. But this one is so powerful of what it does, and so many people suffer from it. But we will next Wednesday evening, because I do want to finish this. I want to finish this series and then start another series. But we've got to finish the seven-headed dragon, and then one more thing, and then we can close this up. Okay, any questions? Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Wow. Heavenly Father, there are people whose lives have been ruined by jealousy and envy. And it just seems like it ought to be some big ordeal of tearing down something that would destroy someone's life. But you've made it so simple. What kind of God you are. We learned that at the cross. Seems like when we were your enemies and non-righteous, desperately wicked, but God takes something really big on our part to clean all that up. Clean that by faith. Just trusting Him. So now we come to this horror, this stronghold, this head of the seven-headed dragon of jealousy and envy, how it causes so many Christians to be so miserable, so stressed out and depressed. And yet, Heavenly Father, you made the solution so simple as you could. I pray, Father, that this tape will get into the hands of those who do suffer from jealousy and envy. And if they listen to it in the power of the Spirit and just settle down instead of resisting, relax and realize how simple you've made it, just like our salvation. This is a salvation from the stronghold of jealousy. This is a deliverance from the stronghold of jealousy. You do it. We trust you. We thank you for your love. Father, we praise you in your Son's precious name. Amen.